Oh, sweet wonder. Oh, sweet wonder. Jesus, the Son of God. Oh, sweet wonder. Oh, sweet wonder. Jesus, the Son of God. Oh, sweet wonder. Oh, sweet wonder. Jesus, the Son of God. Oh, sweet wonder. Oh, sweet wonder. Jesus, the Son of God. Oh, how I love Him. Oh, how I love Him. Jesus, the Son of God. Oh, how I love Him. Oh, how I love Him. Jesus, the Son of God. Oh, how I love Him. Oh, how I love Him. Jesus, the Son of God. Oh, how I love Him. Oh, how I love Him. Jesus, the Son of God. Yes, 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 Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. The most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many manifold blessings. Blessings that we cannot even count, blessings that we can't even comprehend, blessings, God, that don't always come to our remembrance, But God, your blessings are sure. Your blessings are repetitive. Your blessings are overwhelming. Your blessings are magnificent. And we come before your presence this morning just to tell you thank you and to bless and magnify your name. You are a sweet wonder. There's nobody like you. You are magnificent in all your ways. You're glorious in all your ways. And we bless your name this morning, thanking you for another day that you have made, another day that you've allowed us to be able to see. Thank you for allowing us to be in our right minds with a reasonable portion of health and strength. We thank you for life and that more abundantly, and blessing us to be able to see a brand new day. Thank you for your unmerited favor that you displayed and gave towards me, that while I was yet in sin, you allowed your son Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. Thank you for the blood that still heals. Thank you for the blood that washes and makes whole. Thank you for the blood that overcomes every crimson stain and turns our filthiness, our filthy rags, our dirtiness, God, into a clean lamb or a clean cloth without spot or blemish. Thank you for making us white as snow, and thank you for having mercy upon us every single day. For your mercies are new every single morning, God. We wake up, God, you bless us with brand new mercies every single day, no matter if we failed you, no matter if we fell short of your glory, no matter if we turned our backs on you. Every day that you allow for us to see is another day filled with mercy, another opportunity to get things right with you, another opportunity to confess our sins, because you are faithful and you're just, you're consistent, and you'll forgive us if we would just confess our sins. Thank you, God, for your many manifold blessings, God, that you pour out upon us every single day. Help us to understand, God, the breadth and the length and the depth and the height of the love that you have towards us. When we fall short of your glory, you still love us. God, when we don't obey your will, you still love us. You still have compassion for us because we belong to you. Thank you for making us joint heirs, Father. Thank you for making us a joint heir with Jesus, understanding that when we reign with him, we also must suffer with him as well. And so, God, as we go through this day, we begin this day off with prayer, and we begin this day off with praise, because the effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And then also when we praise you, God, you have promised in your word that you will come in and you will inhabit the praises of your people. So one of the two of the most important things that we can do every single morning is to offer you prayer and to offer you praise with the fruit of our lips, God, because we get ourselves connected to you, and then we invite you into our situation, we invite you into our atmosphere, and we understand that when we invite you into our atmosphere and invite you into our presence, God, you come in and you seal, you come in, you heal, you come in and you deliver, you come in and you shift the atmosphere, and you don't leave things the same way you come, God, because in the beginning, God, there was nothing, and when you showed up into the atmosphere, into the environment, God, you spoke things into existence, and they obeyed your words. When we obey your words and we invite you to come into our lives, Lord, you come in and you shift. You come in and you change. You come in and uplift. You come in and encourage, God. You come in and deliver. You come in and save. You come in and set free. You come in and break every chain. When we invite you in, when we have the audacity, God, when we have the belief, God, to invite you into our situations, you come in and heal, you come in and deliver, and you come in and set free. And so we invite you into our lives and into our hearts right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, for you to come the more and have your way. Move by your magnificent and wonderful power, God. Move by your magnificent and wonderful might, God, on our behalf, in our lives, in our finances, in our homes, in the lives of our children, in the lives of our ministries, in the lives on our job, God. Help us, oh God, to be the vessels and the lights to let you come in, God. Oh God, and so that men might be drawn to you, that they may see our good works, but bring you the glory, or give you the glory and the honor and the praise, God. Come the more and have your way in us, God. There is something greater that you have in store for us today, and there's something greater that you need for us to do today, not to just go through the day to fulfill the lust of the flesh, not just to go through the day, oh God, just to be complacent, God, and inadequate and insufficient, God, but to go, teach all nations to go and press towards you, God, to go and make your name glorious, to make a joyful a noise unto you, God, to go, oh God, and to be the vessels, to be those cities that are set upon a hill, to be the salt of the earth, to preserve those that are around us, God, and to keep those that are around us. God, whatever it is that you have for us to do today, we're willing to go, we're willing to say yes, and we're willing to obey your word. When you order our steps, God, you call us a good man. When we obey your will, God, you tell us that we love you, God, and we want to show you, Lord, in all of our ways that we love you, that we adore you, that you mean the world to us, and that we can't do anything without you. So come to more and have your way even now, God. Move on our behalf. Move on our behalf even right now. Move on our behalf right now and make the crooked ways straight right now in the mighty name of Jesus. As we make our way to work and as we make our way to school and as we prepare our agendas for the day, God, we submit ourselves to you, God, so that you can come the more and have your way. Not our wills, God, but we want your will to be done, oh God, because our will says that we want things to be on a bed of roses. Our will, God, says that we don't want any afflictions and we don't want any trials and we don't want any hard times, God. But your will says, God, that you are greater than anything that this world can grow, that can throw our way, that nothing, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, God. Your ways, God, is that trials and tribulations refine us and get us our focus and get us to focus solely and directed on you. It makes us dependent upon you. And when we depend upon you, God, and don't lean up to our own understanding, God, you direct our pathways. You order our footsteps. Oh, God, you open up the doors. You make the ways out of no way. You do things that blow our minds when we lean and depend upon you day by day. And so this morning, God, we lean not into our own understanding, but we acknowledge, God, that our ways are not your ways. We acknowledge, God, that your thoughts are far above our thoughts. So help us to line up with you even right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that as we go about our day's business, God, oh, God, we'll do just like Jesus said and be about our Father's business. Whether we're at the grocery store shopping, oh, God, help us to be about our Father's business. Oh, God, on our jobs, God, help us to be about our Father's business. Lord, in our homes, God, oh God, at our local churches, God, wherever we might find ourselves to be at today, let us be about our Father's business. And that may not always be about sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, but sharing the love of God and letting the love of God wax strong out of us, of being a witness, oh God, or being a light, Lord, or being an encouragement, God, to let your fruit of your spirit, God, wax strong and flow through us, Lord, so that someone might see the goodness of Jesus. Oh God, someone might not want to hear the name of Jesus, but when they see our walk and when they see our talk and they see how we handle things, oh God, they'll ask us, oh, what must I do to be like you, or what must I do to get the peace that you have, or what must I do to get the joy that you have? Help us, God, in any way, shape, form, or fashion to be an example of you, to reflect the image of you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to love compassionately, love intimately, love fully and love wholly, without hindrances, without limitations, without restrictions, God, like you loved us. For you told us, God, that you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son to a world that did not want to follow you, to a world that did not want to receive your Son, to a world that did not want to obey your rules and your commandments, oh God, so that we might have a relationship with you. We love you, Lord, today. And we thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for your magnificent glory. We thank you for your awesome power. And we thank you for being a God that we can serve, that's a God that does not fail, a God that does not fall short of his glory, a God whose words never return back unto him void, a God that never fails, a God that always keeps his promises. Thank you for being that God. Not a God that I can make with my hands. Not a God that I can break and throw down and discard and throw in the trash. But a God who sits high. A God who looks low. A God who knows all my thoughts. Even afar off. Knows the way that I'm going to take. Even afar off. And a God who can order my footsteps and grant me the desires of my heart. Thank you, God, for loving me. Thank you, God, for looking beyond my faults. Thank you, Lord, for seeing that I needed you, Lord, and not only did I need you before, but I need you right now. And not only do I need you right now, I have no doubt, God, I'm going to need you as I continue in this life's journey that you have set ahead for us. Oh, God, fulfill your purpose and your plans for our lives, Lord, on this day. Let us fulfill the purpose and the plans that you have for us, oh, God, because you know the thoughts that you think towards us. You know the plans that you have for us, God. And we want to fulfill the purpose and the plans that you have for us on this day. Make us strong. Make us mighty. Give us wisdom beyond our years. Help us to be the lights that you call for us to be. And help us to be a witness, God, to someone that needs to know that Jesus still saves. Bless us in our endeavors. Bless us for our sacrifice. Pour out your spirit upon us even now, God, and fill our cups till we can't handle no more. We want to be filled up, God, until we overflow, God. Overflow with your goodness. Overflow with your kindness. Overflow with your spirit. Overflow with your love. Overflow with your power. God, fill us up even now, God, till we can't handle no more, that we may be more like you every single day. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for your word that's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathways. Thank you for being a promise keeper. Thank you for being our kinsman redeemer. Thank you for being everything that we need and more. Oh, how I love you, Jesus, sweet wonder, the Son of God. We thank you, God, for another opportunity to pray. You tell us in your word that men ought to always pray. And prayer is our opportunity to connect to you, to remain connected to the vine, the source of our strength and the strength of our lives. So as we remain connected to you, God, again, reveal the breadth, the length, the width, the height of your love. God, we don't need experience. We don't need these things that the world say we need. If we can understand how great your love is, we can understand how to love those that we don't know how to love. We can understand those that we don't seem to want to love. If we can just understand how great your love was towards us and how it is towards us, then we can love like you. And what the world needs now is love, sweet love. So help us to be those agents, agents to exhibit your glory, those vessels to be used for your glory, that men might see the glory of God in our lives and may ask, what must I do to be saved? Bless us as we go throughout this day. Keep us in the heart of your hand and in the center of your will. Bring us back at the appointed place and the appointed time, and we'll be careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. Amen and amen.